one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Episode of the Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant AM Radio. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, and we already have a caller on the line with us. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
You guys can do what Doom did by calling in at 706-993-4606. That's 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Lots going on in the NFL, some stuff in the NBA. We'll get to all of that tonight. Plus your phone calls. Jump in 706-993-4606, or you can join us in the chat room. Head over to rantemradio.com, hit that chat listen live button. You'll see the chat room right there where if you put in your thoughts and comments on the week in sports, if you don't feel froggy enough to call in, which most of you pretty much do. Hopefully we'll have Rage calling in. His Patriots are losing right now, 27-17 on Monday Night Football to the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins playing really, really well tonight. And I
hate
that.
With Jay Cutler.
Yes. With Jay Cutler. They are getting to Brady. They are rushing Brady. They're making Brady feel uncomfortable. Now look, I know the first... Hey, Rage, I know you like a book, man. I know what you're going to say.
Every dog got his day as zombie.
But William, we don't have Gronk. We don't have Gronk. So, you still got Brandon Cooks. You still got Rex Burkhead. You still got James White. And most of all, you got what Surfer says is the best quarterback in football.
Ever.
Tom Brady, ever. That's right, ever. According to Surfer, and Tom Brady. And you losing to the Jay Cutler led Dolphins.
With Ray Finkel.
27-17. These boys, Brandon Cook, y'all, they covering Brandon Cooks like a cheap suit. I've never seen him cover it like that. And you know I know what I'm talking about. He's a former Saint. You know I know Brandon Cooks. Oh,
he's looking like Julio Jones out there.
Oh, my goodness. You guys can come. You want to talk about the game tonight, feel free to call in. Want to talk about all the NFL action that happened, that went down yesterday, feel free to call in. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call and chime in. Now, Doom. First thing I want to bring up, Carson Wentz is out. Carson Wentz is out.
Go ahead. Let me get something out before that.
Okay.
As of right now, the sports report will not talk about any Washington Redskins activities. So I officially closed the door on my team. All right. It's official. We stink this season. The stuff is put up. We shall not bring them up this season. Now you go ahead with it.
No more Redskin talk. All right. Carson Wentz is out for the year with a torn ACL. You think the Eagles still the favorite to win it all in the NFC?
I don't know. But I tried to warn Eagles fans all about this. But they did not want to listen. That, hey, it was too good to be true. Yeah, this year's Raiders. All right. I don't know what they're going to do, but... I don't know if they, you know, it's kind of hard to be favored when you're starting quarterbacks out.
I'm in the chat room. Captain Underpants is in the chat room. Rage plays with his man boobs. Okay, Captain Underpants. You got to call in and tell me what you got against Rage. What do you have against Rage? Or are you just trolling him? Probably just trolling him. The one person who I hadn't talked to in a few weeks. cash cow. Our resident Eagles fan hasn't been around these past couple of weeks, despite them winning this last week. So hopefully he'll call in tonight. Let us know if Nick Foles can hold the fort down at least long enough for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl. I think you'll be fine with Nick Foles. I know I saw a few people on Facebook talking about Colin Kaepernick. No. No.
Yeah, can we get this up for the season, man?
We need
Kaepernick
to.
Kaepernick is not going to play. You're not going to play if you got to open a suit and grievance against the NFL. Let's just stop bringing that up. He's got a court case against you. I'm not going to hire somebody that's trying to sue me.
No, you don't bring A. He's not the quarterback for that offense. And B, Nick Foles, he was a starter. He knows what it takes to win in it. With that coaching staff, familiar with the offense, Nick Foles will be fine. He will be fine for you, Philadelphia. Don't worry about it. You still got the best team, the most complete team, rather, between offense and defense.
And it's a learning curve. You can't just sit here and ain't played a snap of football all season and just come in there and think you're going to win. And it's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He start losing, he might not make it out that parking lot. Let's just be real.
Yeah. But I think you'd be fine with Nick Foles. Like I say, familiar with the offense, familiar with the coaching staff, had a coach that used to be a backup QB. So he knows what it takes to get Nick Foles ready. I think they'll be fine. You still got
Nelson. He's been there all season, right?
Yeah. You still got Nelson Aguilar. You still got Torrey Smith. No, he's not doing a whole heck of a lot. You still got Alshon Jeffrey. You still got Zach Ertz when he's back healthy. And even if he's not, Trey Burton was a beast yesterday. He was a beast. So, we have him there. The defense is still playing extremely well. So, you guys will be fine. It'd just be kind of interesting, though. I don't trust the Saints outside the dome. I do look at Carolina as a possible threat with that defense. I don't know about Minnesota because as good as Case Keenum has been playing, I don't know if I trust him like that. And if Seattle finds a way to get in, I think those guys would love to get another crack at them if they find a way to get into the playoffs. So I think Nick Foles will get you there. I think he'll be just fine. Uh-oh. Patriots got the ball back. 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Still down by 10. There's a flag down. Looks to be holding on the Patriots. That thing going back.
You can take them back. Now, we want to talk about Seahawks now. Is Tony C calling in tonight?
I haven't spoken with Tony C. We can flip flop the order. I was gonna go to the Steelers next, but we can flip flop the order. Seahawks versus Jags. The ugly scene at the end of the game. Doom, who was at fault?
Seahawks. And what pissed me off today, I'm wanting to talk to you before any of these sports shows that will point out the fact that they're gonna try to make it seem like that the fans were the people who were in the wrong. I blame Seattle for everything that happened yesterday. When you do the kneeling down for the game, the end of the game, that's a universal thing. Hey, the game's over. Good game.
Victory formation, right.
Yeah. And for what Michael Bennett to do, I've lost all respect for this dude. You don't sit here and try to cheap shot somebody during the victory formation. And that's something you learn from Pee Wee football, though. I'm sorry, but I might have to start to say that Pete Carroll gotta go. If he can't get these dudes to be in control in Seattle, something needs to be done, because they're starting to get, they're playing too hard.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly your right to play through victory formation, because you can't do it. But as you can see, it's not the best idea to you know, played to the gun like that. Going to go out and get somebody hurt. And it could be the person who gets hurt could be your own teammate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then you're going to hit somebody in the back of their knees.
Yeah.
To take their livelihood.
Yeah.
And that's what killed me, because you hear this guy in the locker room talking about he's a man and all this other stuff, because they threw some beer at a dude. The dude shouldn't have been fighting at the end of the game over some BS. And I'm going to put a wrestling analogy. You can't tell a fan not to do something when you're doing something underhanded and dirty. So y'all fighting at the end of the game, you just think people ain't going to be mad at you. It's not because they winning and their soul losers or something. It's because you're trying to hurt their players and their teammates. This is Jacksonville, Florida. It's like, you know, it ain't like Orlando or something, from what I'm thinking, that hey, they don't play that in Jacksonville, so they're gonna throw stuff at you. It's an old wrestling town, you know, NWA stronghold kind of deal. So they just threw two or three drinks. It was big deal, walk it off. But you sitting here jaw jacking, getting with the fans when your team's in the wrong. You know, that's why I had an issue with, because it wasn't like, you know, it'd have been one thing if they did it without being provoked, but you provoked their fan base to get angry. I'm not saying it's right, but let's not be oblivious that if they didn't intentionally do something during a moment in an NFL game that's, hey, symbolizing the end of the game, they didn't show no class, basically. And I think that's, they kind of get what they deserve when you don't show class in football games.
Well, a couple of things, let me retort to what you were saying. First thing, I agree with you that on the field play, you can't do that. And I think, and I get it, I understand. Seattle's seen their own mortality in their face, because they're looking at a team that's built just like them in Jacksonville that just beat them. And I get your frustration, but you can't do what you did on the field. You have to maintain some type of professionalism on that field. What you did could have got somebody hurt. It could have been someone from Jacksonville. Could have been your own freaking teammate. Can't do that stuff. You take the loss and live to fight another day.
You had what? Well, 58 minutes, 30 to 30 something seconds to beat them in a game. You didn't do it. Just give it up. But again, now when I'm reading that the NFL ain't going to do no suspensions, that's another black on the NFL, because, dude, you had dudes that were cheap shotting, and y'all trying to clean the game up. But if somebody got hit in the head, you'd be quick to suspend them. But, you know, trying to take somebody's knees out, that's just...
But what they're trying to do, I think, is save face, is what I think they're trying to do. They're trying to save face, because if you suspend somebody, then you give true validity, like it needed it, but you give it true validity that something happened. And plus, I don't think they want the players' union involved in that either, because whoever you suspend, you know they're gonna appeal it. You know they're gonna appeal it, and you gotta hear that appeal. You get the players' association involved in that, and God knows what can happen. So I believe that's why they didn't levy any fines or any suspensions or anything like that. And I do want to say this too: the player that was going through the tunnel at the time, that's hard to do. As a human being, that's hard to do as a man. When someone throws something at you that could have hit you in the face, that's hard not to respond to. You can't do it, because at the end of the day, it leads to nothing. So you go on the stand, you beat the dude down, you get sued. The longest suspension by the NFL ever, if you're not kicked out the league, and you can't go up there and do it. But at the same point, that's hard to do for any human being.
Oh, I got that. But my thing again is that you can't sit here and blank out and turn to some kind of, you know, like they keep going back to the malice and the palace.
Right.
You know, he should have just kept running, give him the finger or something, but he, you know, he'd have gotten that stance, it would have got worse.
Yeah, it would have got worse.
And again, I'm listening on ESPN, they were talking about, oh, somebody used racial slurs and stuff. If you sat back and looked at the people who he was arguing with black folks. And I think they're trying to make this more into what it was. You know, with him with Jarl Jackson with the fans. The fans were pissed off because, hey, you know, y'all doing stuff that, you know, it shouldn't be done. And it should, you know, the game, what marred that game was Seattle's behavior.
Yeah. Because Seattle would have behaved with more professionalism than what they did on that field, whole incident wouldn't happen.
Yep.
Whole incident wouldn't happen. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
And that's my problem with a lot of these sports reporters today, that they wanted to make, they were making excuses for Seattle, but they, you know, nobody wanted to talk about that. And that was, to me, that was a problem.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I get it. And it was a very unfortunate situation. And again, if Michael Bennett, if you wouldn't have done any of that stuff that you did, this wouldn't even be an issue at all.
Yeah. And then for him to, you know, come out and be saying all this stuff in the locker room, that's when I had a problem. Like, I can't believe a word coming out of this dude's mouth talking about he's a man, what would you do and stuff. And it's like he's not taking ownership of what he did.
Right. Like he just forgot about all the what he did.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't do nothing wrong. I can't. We're just playing a football game.
Man, it is what it is.
You know, you almost want to just say something, you know, something, please.
Yeah, well, what can you say? I mean, I know. You really can't say anything. Just hope it never happens again. I will say this, too. Those fans who did what they did, they also need to be suspended.
I'm saying I understand that, and yeah. I got that, but like I said again, that you had to look at the whole thing.
Right. And if, I just think that the fans need to be banned. I think the fans who did it need to also be put on blast, like the players get put on blast for stuff that they do.
I did hear that some people called in about that, and, you know, the whole thing, but again, he exacerbated the thing from pushing away from the daggone security people.
Right.
They were trying to get him to get back.
Right.
So, you know, he was, you know, he was at fault too for a little bit. They were trying to get him to go back into there, but he was trying to play, you know, trying to play thug life, because I did, one of them dudes was about 6'4", 6'5", by 350 sitting up in that stand. That was just one dude.
he was
a big boy up in there. Like, hey,
I think he should have pointed out whoever it was and let security handle it. Cause you saw security
climb up. They were already over there. Yeah, that's all you had there to do. But yeah, like I said,
it's just crazy, man. The whole situation is just crazy. But hopefully, again, and I put it on the group page, as a fan, your ticket, you have the right to yell, boo, whatever at these players, but you don't have the right to endanger their safety by throwing things at them.
Again, not saying I got that on the regular thing, but the game got out of hand.
Oh, it did.
Take a cheap shot.
It did.
And again, yeah, I'll go back. It's the South. Hey, look at wrestling. You start seeing people start doing some shicey stuff. That's the land of they had damn wrestling riots back in the day, and you know what I'm saying? And that's the problem, man. You know, you can't sit here and expect one person to do something when you do something wrong. That's like, hey, you robbed me and do something, you push me and then I punch you in the mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get mad because I did that, you know.
All right, let's head back over to this Monday Night Football game very, very quickly. Look like we're at the 2-minute warning. Coaches looking at each other. Adam Gase, Bill Belichick. Miami still up 27-17. 2 minutes left to go on the game. Now, I will say this. Again, Gronk is out. I don't look at that as an excuse. The only thing I can look at, maybe this could be considered a trap game with the Patriots got the Steelers coming up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Read that word.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, went low.
I was low for a second.
Yeah, I think Reed is at work.
He's at work? Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think that New England could be overlooking this game because they got Pittsburgh coming up?
Well, they're getting smacked in the mouth, so.
Yeah, I think they're just looking over there. Ooh. Got some fisticuffs going over there. 1:55 left in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they fight?
Yeah, it was just a little scuffle.
Oh, so like I said, just take the L, man.
I know, right? They back to it. They back to it. Brady back to pass. Brady throws. Uh-oh. Is that a touchdown? Nope. They don't call it a touchdown yet. They're down to the 1 yard line. They are down to the 1 yard line. Oh, man. Let's see who we got. Didn't show up on my system. Let me see if I can get him. Put the baby off. All right. Let's see. Ball spotted at the 1 yard line. Yep, they reviewed it. Patriots down. 4th and goal. 1:32 left. If they score here, you're still down by a field goal. So if you score, what, onside kick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many timeouts do you got?
Call is confirmed. Let's see. First and goal. I think the Patriots got one timeout left. I got the sound down, so. But if they lose this game, woo-wee. Brady throws it away. Brady throws it away.
I'm going undecisive. Like, see it.
But there was a flag.
Hold it. Bring it back.
Oh, man. Let's see if I can add Tony C to the group call. Not sure if I can. Uh-oh, we got Rage. Uh-oh, man. Definitely wrong with my computer here. I can't call to him. Yeah, read y'all real quick. calling at 202. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
I'm not a happy camper right now.
What's up, Rage?
I'm not happy. Why are we down 10 to Jay Cutler and the fucking Dolphins? And that looks like a pass interference call. Why, thank you. Can we get a flag here?
Stop whining, Tim.
Jesus.
Calling me up.
Holding.
Man, social media.
How is that holding? That's a pass interference.
Let me head on back to the line number three. Let me see if I can bring me in. My computer at right. Let me see if I can get here. Tony C, what's up, man? Tony C. We got
yes,
you.
Sir.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, man. We'll be over here. We got Rage. We got Doom. Rage. And the Patriots losing.
Getting real low, Will.
I'm really low?
Yeah, really I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Let me see.
That looks like a rough in the passer call.
Now you're trying to get Eric calling the book, Rage. You sound desperate.
that looks like a rough in the passer right there. Yeah.
He tried to get everything, ain't he, Tony C?
Sound lucky to me.
He trying to get every call.
They say, you know, be like, they got 12 men on the field, ref.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not too worried. I'm not really worried about this game. What I'm worried about is next week. I'm worried about next week's game with the Steelers. Because that's going to, I know, right?
That's going to be, y'all might be overlooking the Dolphins. That's why y'all might be losing, because you probably overlooked the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. It slapped y'all with that fin.
Yeah. Man, while we doing this, Tony C, what's your opinion on what happened yesterday with Seattle and Jacksonville?
Oh, I want to talk about them sorry Giants. That I don't want to talk about.
After that, Giants. I really hope you leave, man.
Can we talk about the New York Football Giants?
Yeah, we can talk about them.
You can talk about the Giants, but officially, there is no more talk about Washington Redskins. Officially over. I've officially said, hey,
I ain't seen you in a couple weeks, so.
Hey, I'll officially.
The last thrashing we gave y'all.
Everything been put off, all right. We should not talk about the Redskins no more this season.
Yeah, we can, because we started y'all down with Spiral.
Yeah.
I wanted to beat y'all the first time.
Hey.
I don't think y'all won a game since, did you?
Yeah, we beat Seattle.
Oh, that was the only one.
I mean, hey, I'm being a realist, all right?
Twice.
The Cowboys looked good yesterday, though.
It was all pleasure. It was all pleasure.
They looked really good yesterday.
Don't worry about it.
But Dallas got the win.
I am mad.
Why are you mad?
For, man. They got beat. They ain't have Gronk. You straight.
Did that go 10 yards?
Of all the teams you want to lose to, you lose to the goddamn Steelers. I mean, you lose
Dolphins.
To the Dolphins.
You want to lose to them? But if you beat Pittsburgh, you got a tiebreaker, so it don't matter.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's what I'm worried about. That's the game that I'm worried about.
Talking about the Super Bowl party on Facebook.
Y'all will beat Pittsburgh.
Without Ryan Shazier, we're good.
I was saying another team, but I don't want to face Jacksonville.
Yeah.
No, see, Jacksonville, okay. So Jacksonville is not. But like, but
it's all about matchups, man.
Look, it's going to be the Steelers and it's going to be the Patriots for the AFC Championship. But like,
you talking a little too early, baby. You sound like damn Philadelphia fans.
Unless they play the
Philadelphia. Look, Philadelphia's out. I'm already, look, Nick Foles is good. He's like, you know, he knows the system. But let's be for real here. He's not Carson Wentz. But to me, you automatically have to rule Philadelphia out of like the Super Bowl, because it's like they're not the same team without Carson Wentz. So who in the NFC is going to really contend? Let's say the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl. Who is going to contend with them in the NFC?
Well, as long as y'all don't play Kansas City, y'all straight. That's y'all kryptonite. In Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City has been inconsistent, yo. Since they got off to that hot start, ever since they had that hot five game win streak, yo, they've cooled off. Matchup. They're not that good. They're not that good, man.
They're not a good matchup for y'all though. Y'all don't match up well with Kansas City.
But they're still, aren't they still in the hunt? They're not a wild card team, right?
No, they still tied with the Chargers.
Yep. Another team that's playing well right now.
It's all about matchups, man. It's all about matchups.
Another team that's playing well right now too is those Chargers. Boy, them boys playing some ball.
Yeah, if they beat Kansas City next week. They pretty much in.
Yep. The boys are playing well, man. Gotta give it to them. What y'all think about that game last night between the Steelers and the Ravens?
That was a classic.
DPs need to be fired. I don't know how he still got a job.
He need to be fired.
That was probably the best Sunday night game I've ever watched.
200 plus yards. So you just ain't some team at 12 miles, really?
Oh.
You're fired.
Antonio Brown just ran a rough shot last night. Rough shot.
Well, when you playing one-on-one with Brandon,
game over, ready. Go to sleep.
Why? Look, I'm not a Steelers fan at all, but why is Antonio Brown not up for MVP consideration?
He is.
He probably is, but if he don't show up next week, he don't do nothing. That's what he do.
And I got
he like LeBron James. Antonio Brown, he feast on the sorry team. But when it's time to get money,
yeah, he gotta show up.
The Patriots.
He gotta start showing up. But yeah, man,
that should be a Sunday night game. Why is that not a Sunday night game?
Because the boys playing the Raiders.
Yep.
They might flex it, though.
They might switch it.
That's what I was going to say. Who the hell cares about... This is not a good Sunday night matchup. Like, this is... Like, you can't get... This is, like... This is the game of the week right here. Why is this not a Sunday night game?
Well, the way y'all just laid down...
What'd you say, Doug?
No, I was saying, I'm sorry, lost to the damn Dolphins.
Jay Cutler.
You call us sorry asses?
You let Jay Cutler beat you.
Because you lost to Jay Cutler. No, Jay Cutler.
Who was sitting in the NBC commentary booth.
Yep, sure was.
Hey, Rook. CBS. Hey, Rook.
No fault.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want. The Dolphins still ain't gonna be shit.
They beat
y'all. It's not like the Dolphins are going anywhere.
They beat y'all.
This quarterback is Jay fucking Cutler.
Who beat Tom Brady.
I'm going to tell you like this. Check this out. If you lose to Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Buffalo win, they only two back.
So are you gonna sit there and try to insinuate that Buffalo is gonna go on this run and they're gonna overtake us?
I'm just saying that last game of the season could be for all the marbles. If y'all lose to Pittsburgh.
We'll beat them soundly, convincingly.
Let's switch over to another sport.
I'm not scared of the Steelers, especially since they don't have Ryan Shazier.
You should be scared of Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt.
I'm not scared of them either.
Okay. And was it Juju Whatchamacallit? He Juju back. He like laying out. Goddamn.
Ain't talking about them. Yeah. I'm talking about what I saw Kansas City do to him personally.
I got a jet. But before I go, I just want to say. To Big Tone, whose ass I kicked in fantasy. I just want to say how the bottom of my boot came.
Rage. It's 2 weeks now. Don't think.
Your team might not do
as good as next week.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Oh, please.
That happened last year. You almost lost again last year.
I lost because my phone stopped working. Mm-hmm. This year, my phone works, and I'm going to make a run, right. And I'm going to beat Christopher Green, and I'm going to win.
So you going to beat me? You don't even know he's going to use my gimmick name on,
He broke it. He called you by your government name.
I know.
Broke it.
He wouldn't even see it coming if I was coming after you, because you would think, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, Rage.
Rage, man.
I have assembled the championship squad, sir.
Rage, man. We're going to let you roll. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate you being a good sport.
No problem.
Appreciate you being a good sport, man. All right, dude.
No problem.
Ladies, man. All right, everybody, that was Rage.
You gonna take some sleep pills and be in the night and go to sleep.
You know what? You know, he might not even call into the rant tomorrow.
Probably not. He's gonna cry. Now he's gonna see that John Cena move about that bull.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that movie, he gonna lose a lot of money because it's coming out this weekend with Star Wars.
Ooh. Right,
let's see how much a draw Cena is doing Star Wars weekend.
All right, let's get to a few more things before we roll. Let's get to a few
He'll
more.
Be the only one sitting in the theater watching it.
And both of them.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and get to a few more things before we jet out for the night. Oh, boy. Giancarlo Stanton ends up getting traded to the New York Yankees. Can the Yankees win it all?
I got to see him play with this new coach.
I mean, better. That's all I can say.
Man, him and Aaron Judge, woo. Yeah. Ooh.
Exactly.
Ooh. You got to see. We got to see everybody judge.
A lot of home. A lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, it is. But Judge should be better next year, though, in terms of the strikeout department, so we'll see. Does Magic Johnson need to be tougher on Lonzo Ball, guys?
He need to get his ass out of the league, man.
For real. Need to get him off my team.
God, fellas, he just got to the Lakers.
Him and his dad. I don't give a damn. You know, I said they shouldn't have drafted him anyway.
You did. You did. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got scammed into drafting his ass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And speaking of the balls, the Melo and Landry Ball had turned pro, signed in 1-year contracts overseas. They will report to their respective club in early January. So, you go from a college scholarship to playing pro ball overseas.
I hope they fail. I'm sorry. He should have never took his damn kids out, and they ain't going to learn nothing. That's what pissed me off is, hey, oh, my son get caught stealing. Oh, no big deal. I'm going to pull him out. He should be playing pro anyway. This middle child, lucky he got a damn sports scholarship. And UCLA looked stupid for giving him one. And they could have went to somebody else that could have been grateful for that scholarship. And the little one, they're going to eat his ass up in Europe. It's going to be a wake-up call. He going to be playing with grown men instead of boys. So.
That is true. That is true. You playing against grown men that's got, you know, families to feed. That's a whole different thing.
And the land of the unicorn. Because, you know, that's what Porzingis was playing.
Yeah. All right, Tony C., I'm hitting this one straight at you since you have him on your fantasy team. Can a return of Aaron Rodgers get the Packers back in the playoffs?
Hell no.
Why you say no?
Because the defense still trash. It they gave trash. Up what, 21 to the damn Browns?
Destroyed.
So, no. I think Carolina gonna get them and end them.
Yeah, I think. But
this week,
the one thing that disturbed me about that defense, they made Josh Gordon have play ball. And how long? He looked really good yesterday.
Oh, they got Josh Gordon.
He looked real good yesterday. Yeah, for the Browns.
Brown.
And he ain't played ball. And how long?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is gonna be a little rusty.
Yeah.
When they're 7-6.
I mean, they got to run the table. They got to win these last three. So
yeah, the Vikings.
Try to at least.
Yeah.
You got the
Vikings, Lions, Panthers.
We know the Vikings ain't no joke. We know the Vikings ain't no joke.
Damn.
And you also.
Oh, we ain't talking about that hit on Tom Savage. How the hell they ain't notice his ass was sitting there shaking like damn. Devon Dudley, that something ain't wrong.
I was about to bring that up, man. That's cool. Tom Savage concussion. Why was he allowed back onto the field? That's a good question. Particularly when you had a trainer, what, two trainers, a neurologist, and a consultant there watching the whole thing go down.
Mm-hmm.
And you still let that man back in the game. What was that, Tony C? I mean, that was just pathetic that he was brought back in the game. And they're wondering why the NFL is investigating the whole situation. You wonder why.
Yep.
They're investigating the whole
situation.
Yeah. Yeah. They know it. So we'll see. The Texans are out of it anyway, so for all intents and purposes.
It was out of Deshaun Watson.
That's what messed that season up.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and do a couple of other in-house things real quick, and then we'll get out of here for the night. Brother, got to go to work tomorrow. Got to get early, too. Wow. I'm trying to head over to ESPN.com very quickly, go over the Rent EM LLC Fantasy Football League. Our playoffs have started, and there's four teams in the playoffs for the championship anyway. Myself, I'm there. Tony C's there. He's leading the league. I'm there. I believe I'm playing Rage. Tony C, I think you're playing Mr. Hightower.
Again, I just played him this week.
Yeah, I think you're playing Mr. Hightower in your bracket.
Again?
Yeah.
He just got beat.
Was the playoffs. Oh, well. And, you know, I noticed in Surface League, the division that I'm in, the top four people are all 10-3. How the hell that happened? We all the same damn record, but you got Rage slithering on with a damn 9-4 record, and you got three people in one division with a 10-3 record.
I don't really like playing the Surface League because he has a transaction limit in his league. I think it's 20, and I think that's kind of unfair because some people like to make adjustments throughout the year. And if you're gonna have a limit, make it a reasonable limit. Don't just make it 20. You know, okay. Look at Jay Cutler, 25 of 38, 263 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
No, did he have a higher QBR than Tom Brady?
It looked like he did because you know Brady got picked. Brady got that pick in.
He outplayed Tom Brady.
Yes, he did. 3 TDs.
Yeah, he outplayed your boy, man. Okay, I'm looking
and at... And, boy, if you bet on Miami, you made a lot of money tonight.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Lord have mercy, you made a lot of money. Jarvis Landry, 8 receptions, 46 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Dolphins to get that big one at home, 27-20. Boy, you know Joy Taylor going to be happy as a mug tomorrow. On FS1. You know she gonna be happy. You know Skip gonna be mad, but he might be happy though. But Jay Cutler,
he said the Dolphins gonna lose. Dolphins gonna beat them.
Okay.
And Shannon Sharp was from. Then he had a thing a hand on it or something. The fifth.
I think he did.
They getting hood over there. They betting liquor and stuff.
Yeah.
Black smile. Bringing Hennessy to the table. Case like, whoa, what's going on?
Cases of Duke, man. I bet my ex-wife a case of Duke last week. We're gonna beat the Falcons and my team.
I mean, they went from Duke to Hennessy. I mean, in all one season.
My team let me down. I bet the ex-wife case of Duke, and my Saints lost. I texted her. I got you Duke. She said, "I don't want no Duke. I want some wine." Well, look here. You ain't getting no wine, dog.
You get a $15 bottle of wine. Shoot,
she ain't getting my wine, man.
$5 rose wine. St. Ives.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to pull everything up now. I think I got it right here. Right here on my phone. All right. Oh. So the schedule on playoff bracket. Playoff bracket. All right. In the winner's bracket, we got 4 teams. Tony Clark defeats Team Hightower in the first game of the winner's bracket, 86-53. I beat Surfer in the second game of the winner's bracket, in the first game of the winner's bracket, 115-85. Let's see, who else was winners? Team Sedell beat Team Comer, 103-96. Doom came out the winner of Mark Jones, 80-66. Charles McNeil defeats Big Tone, 92-60. Team Broome defeats Team Fair, 81-55. Legion of Doom beats the Hellraisers. Phil beat Rage, 63-54. And my son beat Team Godwin, 54-43. So, yeah, you play Hightower again, Tony C.
Is it one week?
I play him again?
Yeah, you play him next week. And then if you beat him.
So is it the same thing or is it just a one off on the.
Nah, because you had. In each bracket, you play 2 games. And
okay.
The second game comes up. And then after that, whoever has the highest score of the 2 games move on. So. Let's say, for example, Tony C has a higher score next week. Both scores combine, and Tony C goes on to. The championship game. Now that's how it works on ESPN. And don't forget, there's a $50 gift card on the line in this league. So definitely don't forget that. There go.
Tom Brady, don't worry. You're going to recover. You got Pittsburgh coming up this week. And Gronk coming back. So I ain't worried at all.
Yes, Gronk is coming back. That is so true. Gronk is coming back. So we shall see what happens. Let's go ahead and do one more thing and we roll out for the night. Thought it was interesting too that the Duke Blue Devils end up losing. And I knew that was going to happen because the minute you put the number one seed on the Duke Blue Devils, they blow it. And that's exactly what they did. They blew it. I don't like Duke basketball. I never have. And they're shown the past few years that, hey, they were number one over Michigan State and you lose. I'm not saying you're not subjected to a upset here and there because Kansas lost too. But damn it, Duke just has, they just do it each and every year. We can give them the number one seed. We're going to give them the number one seed. And then they blew it. So, go figure there. All right. Shannon Wizards will be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by Durant at 9 p.m. Tony CNAA to talk about everything that's going on in the world of professional wrestling. Thursday nights, we got Rant and Wrestling, followed by Friday nights, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy. Then we have on Sunday, the What Are You Really Comfortable With show with that surfer apologist surfer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get him. I ain't letting this slide. I got to get him. If I don't get him tomorrow night, I'm going to get him Sunday. I'm going to get him. And then after that is this show, the Sports Report episode 35, will be next week following Monday Night Raw at 11:15 p.m. Anybody got anything else they want to get to before we get out of here tonight?
Yeah, congratulations to who's the coach I love? Herm Edwards, the jumping off the sinking ship that's known as ESPN.
Going over to Arizona State.
For a hot minute. It's weird they just took a coach's job all of a sudden. But I digress.
Well, it could have been the right place, right time. You know?
What's up?
It could have been the right place, right time, you know?
True, but it just seemed kind of suspect. You know, they're talking about layoffs in the news. And they say, no, Herma was the new coach. Now, if another person ain't coaching a hot minute, take a job. Like, is Steve Mariucci there or is he somewhere else? I'm trying to think who left.
I think he's on the NFL Network.
Yeah, I think he's on the NFL Network, yeah.
If you got another dude that was a coach and on ESPN, I've been there for a minute, and he take a coaching job, you already know what's up. they hopping off.
I can't wait until we get last show of the year will be next week on the 18th. We'll be gone until January the 8th for Christmas break. But I still may be doing some recordings and getting them up there to go over some of these bowl games, Denver second bowl games that we got coming on. That's a big slate that I really don't want to miss, so definitely be checking onto the group page for those. Doom is available. I hope Tony C will be available too. We can talk about these bowl games and everything that breaks down. And then the big one will be on the air January the 8th for the final. So definitely we got these bowl games to talk about. Then after that, we're going to the NFL playoffs. Got an AFC, NFC post show coming up, I believe, the 21st. And we'll be going over that. It won't be a show that week because that Monday, they're going to be doing the Raw 25th anniversary Raw post show. So definitely be on the lookout for those two shows coming up on the network. Got a lot of good things going on here on Rant EM. If there is nothing else, for Tony C, for Doom, for Rage, who is a loser tonight. Damn it, I wish Surfer would have called him.
You know Surfer somewhere asleep.
Yeah, he's asleep.
He probably watching Star Wars, but I'll get on him tomorrow.
Yeah, we gotta get him, man. We gotta get him. Somebody get him. Somebody get him. All right, you guys.
Well, he gonna try to. He gonna try to act like he don't want to call in tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bless me. Sorry.
We'll catch him. We'll catch him. Bless you, Tony. Oh yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you guys for calling in. I do appreciate it. We'll see you for the last show of the year next week, the 18th. You guys have a great, wonderful night. See you next week. Take care.